Good morning. It is Sunday, October 20th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large, and joining me on the phone is Becca Martin Brown. She is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And on my way home from a wedding in Austin.
Yes. How was it?
It was wonderful.
Good. You know, I've never really spent time in Austin. I've driven through.
It's a beautiful city. Yeah. And of course, I flew in, so I got to see it from the air. And we're traveling back by car, so I'll get to see many more things on the way home. But we're going to plan for something that's happening later this week in Northwest Arkansas, and I want to pose a question to you.
Okay, let's see if I know the answer.
What were you in high school?
What was I in high school?
Were you a theater geek or?
Well, I was on the high school newspaper, so I guess I was a newsie. I don't know.
Okay. Well, part of the premise of this new Spring Creek Art Festival in Springdale is to help kids find ways to identify themselves in high school other than athletics, which not everybody can do, speaking as a little round person. And they're hoping that some of those things will be film and visual arts and performing arts, and that they can encourage kids and raise money for scholarships so that kids can attend other programs like Arts Live or the Art Center of the Ozarks or so forth.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
And this is the first year for the festival, which starts Wednesday at the Jones Center in Springdale. There will be galleries open for visual arts from 8 to 8 on Wednesday. Film screenings start at 9 o'clock on Thursday morning. There's an award ceremony for digital video, film, and production at 10:30 on Friday, and then live performances all day next Saturday, and all of it is free to get into. One of the things the organizers hope is that mentors will find kids and kids will find mentors through this program. So if you have any interest in that, you should find Mike Gilbert, who is the chief operating officer of the Jones Trust, and chat him up. He'd love to talk with you.
So these shows, the performances, the films are done by professionals?
No, these are all done by high school students.
They're done by the high school students. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're also having a sort of college job fair one day for the kids. But the part the public will see is what's been created by high school students.
How awesome.
From all over Northwest Arkansas, as far away as Deer and Fort Smith, and, of course, all of the schools in Northwest Arkansas.
Okay.
And if you're looking for something to do this afternoon, it's Family Sunday, the big draw at Crystal Bridges from noon to 5 p.m. Veggie Tales Live. Happy birthday, Bob and Larry. You're invited. 2 o'clock at the Fort Smith Convention Center. Tickets start at $15. And Theo Witzel, who is senior botanist for the Arkansas Natural Heritage Commission, will speak on rare plants and habitats at 2 o'clock at Hobbs State Park near Rogers. Should be a pretty day for a drive.
I hope so. All right. Well, Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.